believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein is reportedly on his way to Europe, where he's going to undergo rehab for sexual addiction. But he does have a defender.
I feel very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on.
In the actress Lindsay Lohan, who's taken to Instagram to offer support for the movie producer.
He's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. We've done several movies together, and so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong, so stand up.
Lohan has since removed those clips from her Instagram account. The NFL is telling team executives that everyone should stand for the national anthem. Commissioner Roger Goodell issuing a statement calling the national anthem an important moment in an NFL game and saying fans expect players to honor the flag and the country. NFL owners are now reportedly considering a rule change that would require players to stand during the anthem. Find us online whenever you're surfing around. We're at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another American show of force above the Korean Peninsula Tuesday as a pair of U.S. bombers stage a flyover. Tom Roberts has more.
Military officials in South Korea say two U.S. Air Force B-1B Lancer bombers carried out a series of air-to-ground missile drills over coastal waters. The bombers were accompanied by two South Korean F-15 fighters on their flight from Guam. The South Korean military described the mission as part of a joint training exercise to improve military defenses.
The White House defending the president's record amid the ongoing feud with Tennessee Republican Bob Corker, including about White House policy when it comes to North Korea.
He's been a leader on this front, and I think that's been seen and demonstrated time and time again since he took office.
That spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders at yesterday's White House briefing when she was pressed about the comments from Corker, who is the Senate's chairman of its Foreign Relations Committee. Corker recently warning that President Trump's rhetoric about North Korea may put the U.S. on a path to World War III. Sanders says Trump's foreign policy is centered on principled realism. And an asteroid is going to come pretty close to the Earth tomorrow evening. NASA says the space rock will come within 31,000 miles of the planet shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern, and they're going to live stream the flyby on a website called SLOOH.com. That's SLOOH.com. And we're online at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Let's face it, we're all going to age. That doesn't mean at 60 you need to look or feel like you're 90. More and more people are making it to their 100th birthday and without wheelchairs and with all their mental faculties. So today's show is all about getting older, but not getting old.
Well, I refuse to age. I'm like Peter Pan. I just refuse to get old, okay?
Oh, okay. Whatever.
But keeping these habits up keep you young, so you're not going to feel like you're old. So it's very, very important to stay active, for example.
So let's go down some of these tips of what people need to do to stay active. I want to start with the social aspect of aging, because people that age and stay shut in their house actually age faster. Right, Dr. Anderson?
Right. Oftentimes counseling families about putting a loved one in a assisted living or some type of support environment, and I'll counsel them and say, you know, he or she's going to kind of perk up a little bit. I mean, then you're going to have the kind of buyer's remorse about, did we really need to, you know, put mom in a situation like that? And I kind of give them heads up because it happens often. They get in there and, you know,
they
start socializing. Yep. I mean, I had one gal said, it's like being on a cruise ship. You know, they've got basket weaving and flower arranging and bridge.
Some of them have movie theaters.
Movie theaters and their social picks up, and just that interaction alone will make a big difference on how a person functions.
Now, Dr. Gammon has a kind of funny story. I don't know if he's ever told you this, Dr. Anderson, but once he got a call from a nurse that it was actually a nursing home. It wasn't assisted living. It was a nursing home. And you remember the nurse said to you?
Oh, yeah. So Mr. and Mrs. Jones were getting frisky in her bed, and the nurse wanted to know what to do. And I said, close the door.
I mean, it was really funny that the nurse thought this was absolutely horrible, that they were making out. But old people aren't dead.
But there's a reason God gives us cataracts.
Oh.
But be careful if you get your cataracts removed. You may drive better, but you may need to make sure the lights are down a little lower.
There you go. And then what about people that, there's a lot of research to show that people that don't want to turn these, like, I don't want to turn 60. I don't want to turn 70. I don't want to turn 80. When they dread those birthdays instead of celebrating those birthdays, that their health is actually worse than if they looked forward to these big milestones.
Right. And I mean, they have to have a proper, you know, a proper celebration. So if you're a guy, you need dancing girls.
Oh,
and,
really?
You know,
seriously?
Conga
lines. Did you really just say that?
I think it goes back to, you know, some lessons we learned from our seniors that we interviewed, is that one common thread across them is always had something they were looking forward to or planning for, mm-hmm. you know. And so planning for that event, you know, making that milestone is better than, you know, dreading it, that you kind of ignore it and let it creep up on you. So it's all about embracing it. You know, there's no denying it. Anybody is going to age. They're going to get older, and there's going to be decline. The trick is to manage that decline and be flexible as we get older. And I think that's one of the big challenges right now, is that older, aged now, the definition and what we expect from, you know, those people, how to behave and what they should be doing, is changing very rapidly, you know, as the baby boomers get into those ages and they're you know, they've got the financial resources and they're wanting to go and do and things that weren't a generation or two ago.
You know, recently a study came out showing that sitting is so bad that if you sit around all day, the risk factor for early death is greater than if you're obese. It's so important to move. And
you know, Judy, you mentioned the shut-ins. I think if you're shut in and you're just sitting around all day, you're lonely, that's the kiss of death. You have to move. You have to be active. I remember when George Burns, the comedian, was alive, and he lived to over 100. Even if in his 90s, he would walk around a swimming pool like for an hour a day.
Constantly, he did yoga, too.
Yeah, constantly moving. Mm-hmm. It's so important to move and not just sit in your rocking chair knitting.
And it's all about attitude, you know? I mean, he had the right attitude about aging. He embraced it. He looked forward to it. And him, like a lot of other people, they were still trying new things. And this kind of goes back to neuroplasticity. We know that the brain actually can grow and change. And we used to think we were just born with as many brain cells as we were going to have, and then they were going to die, and then you only have so many left. But now we know that you can grow your brain. But how you do that is through new experiences, getting out of your comfort zone, trying new things, even if it's like new food, new hobbies, new stuff. And you're going to grow that brain and stay mentally challenged, or not mentally challenged. You're going to challenge yourself mentally and stay mentally sharp.
When our friend Lucille was 103, she invited me to the assisted living center she lived in for a bridge tournament, which, to my shame, she won at 103. I think the next youngest person besides me was like 87, and they all beat me. They were all better. But what was interesting, they were all very active, dynamic. They weren't demented. And I think doing mental games like bridge and moving, these are essential.
Duplicate bridge, not just regular bridge.
Yeah.
Which apparently is harder. I don't know. I don't play bridge, but I know that this is kind of a big deal, that it was harder.
It is harder.
It was really funny, though, because I remember, because I went to this, and these people came in. Some of them had Alzheimer's, you know.
Some of them were on oxygen.
Some of them were oxygen, a couple with walkers. And you're kind of like a little cocky. You're like, yeah, this will be easy.
Well, I thought I was going to clean up.
This will be done in no time.
I think there was like $10 on the line here.
And all of a sudden, it was like they came alive, and their brains were working, and man, they were in it to win it.
Well, it's not only that. I made a bid that was not a good bid, and they all looked at me and sneered, like, what are you doing?
What's wrong with you? Yeah. It's so true. So what are some stories that you guys have with patients that are people that you've known that have embraced these kind of things? They get out, they get active, they've had new hobbies. You know, who do you know that's doing this? Maybe a relative?
Well, I think my I always kind of look back. My father and my stepmother are very active. They're both in their 80s now, and you know, they ski, they play tennis, they play golf. You know, they travel up to the mountains and go hiking, and you know, they've had their nicks and bumps with joint replacements and such, but there's not much that slows them down. And you know, they really don't have the attitude of we're getting old, especially my stepmother. I think she thinks she's going to defy death. But
how old is she?
She's 80 now, but she has she's going to kill me if she hears this, but very much has that same attitude, as she's always got something going. You know, there's always something planned. My kids call her the ever ready bunny. I mean, she just goes.
That's good. That's why she's so young. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock, a time we find something shocking in the news, or we're just shocked that it made the news. So neuroscientists at Duke University have found that a single type of neuron deep within the brain is the master controller of all your habits. Their research shows that if you form new habits, you actually boost the activity of this cell, known as a fast spiking interneuron. However, shutting down the cell may help break bad habits and even help with obsessive compulsive disorder and addiction. So the study was only done in mice so far, but I think they're going to move it to humans soon. And, you know, it gives a lot of hope. I mean, if you could actually trigger the brain to the exact spot, the exact neuron that's causing these habits, you know, that's good.
Yes, I mean, it's obviously genetics, and genetic-like study is going to change the world.
Yeah, but here's the trick, because there's habits that we have we want to keep. So you automatically go to the bathroom, you go wash your hands. You don't have to tell yourself to go wash your hands. You get in the car and you're driving to your office, you know the way. So it's kind of tricky. They got to figure out how to balance it so you only break the bad habits, but you are able to keep and remember all the good ones.
That's interesting. I've never thought about that, but I was sitting about to comment, you know, we have medications that work on the addictive center, you know, for smoking cessation and such. And it's like, oh, are we screwing up some of their good habits too? I'll have to start asking.
Yeah, you got to ask.
Yeah, I quit smoking, but I haven't exercised in 6 months either.
All right. If you haven't already done so, go to our website, stayyoungamerica.com. Stayyoungamerica.com. And stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how aging and hormones go hand in hand.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Right, this whole hour we've been talking about aging gracefully. And what we're talking about is, you know, everyone's going to age. But what you want to do is age without getting OLD. That's right, without getting old.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, today's Immortal Minute, since we're talking about aging and then specifically aging in the brain with this one. Scientists did again, Duke University and MIT have found the role that zinc, or a role that zinc plays in our cognitive function. And zinc works at a part of our brain where we actually regulates communication between neurons at the hippocampus where learning and memory processes occur. And when disrupted, could lead into possibly even epilepsy. And I pulled a study in that, you know, it kind of gets back and reinforces a lot of the stuff we always talk about with supplements and, you know, balanced nutrition and micronutrients. That, you know, zinc's been associated, or low zinc levels, with depression, cognitive disorders, you know, foggy headed memory, et cetera. You know, well, doc, how much should I take? It's like, I don't know, you know, what's the healthy amount? But the RDAs aren't necessarily it, but you ought to get some. And if you're not getting it through your normal nutrition, you need to supplement it. And then you also should have those nutrients checked.
I was going to say that leads right into the micronutrient testing that we do, because we see a lot of people with zinc deficiencies. So it's, you know, it's good to get tested and actually know where you are on some of these things. Now, when we did our book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, we interviewed people over 100. And some of the things they told us were really fascinating, because one of the things we wanted to do was see if what they were telling us matched up with what science was telling us. And they did. They pretty much went hand in hand. But one thing that we don't hear enough of, and that is the role that hormones play in the aging process, and even early on. I mean, we're talking about people in their 30s and 40s and 50s to actually fix the problem before it's a big problem. So, Dr. Anderson, what would you say for a patient coming to you, and they may be 30, what are you looking for?
Well, with the aging process, cell senescence, or where cells start to die and we go into instead of growing new cells, we're breaking them down faster, starts late 20s, early 30s. So by the time that person comes in at 30, they've already started that process. And part of what regulates that process is hormones. If we go back and just think again, hormones are just messengers. You know, they're just sending messages. And at first, when you're young and developing and growing, they're sending the message to grow, and you're in a growth phase. And then when they stop sending those messages, that's when the aging process begins. So they're a big contributor to the aging process on a macromolecular level that you can measure those. If you get inside the cells and start looking at NAD and some other things, mitochondrial health, you know, that can be aging process too. So the 30-year-old is there. You've got to get them to start thinking about aging as a chronic disease. You know, they now have a chronic disease. They don't notice it too much between 30 and 40. It doubles
then
again.
Boom, at 40, yeah, something happens.
The rate of aging doubles basically every decade. So, you know, they hit 40s and it's doubled over what it was the previous. So at 30, you know, you might want to get baseline levels on hormones on that individual, and if they're way off, maybe address them, but at least establish a good baseline, hopefully a little earlier, and then make sure you counsel the things to not accelerate the aging process. You know, good nutrition, regular exercise, no bad habits, you know, smoking, drinking, et cetera, and try to minimize what's going on. Because by the time they realize it's going on in their 40s, some of that's not reversible.
So a lot of people think of hormones and they just think about, you know, the sex hormones, or no, my libido's fine. But let's talk about hormones and aging and, you know, your bones and your muscles and your brain and kind of what happens when they're off or imbalanced.
Well, absolutely. So in women, as they age, it's very important to prevent osteoporosis. And of course, most people know about calcium and vitamin D and helping keep bones strong. In terms of hormones, we know that estrogen does help keep bones strong. There are some risks with estrogen. I personally think they're not huge risks. So estrogen helps keep the bones strong. But testosterone in women, and women do make small amounts of male sex hormone called testosterone, that also helps keep the bones very strong. And the testosterone keeps the brain active. It gives energy, get up and go, muscle strength, and improves cognitive function rather dramatically. In men, it's the men make small amounts of estrogen, and that's needed to keep their bones strong, although it's less important because they have testosterone to keep their bones strong. Unless they're low in testosterone, then that needs to be corrected. And I just had a case yesterday where the man said basically this has changed his life, being on testosterone. He now has cognitive function. He can do his job better. He's not thinking of retiring. It just makes all the difference in the world.
And a lot of people that get depressed say they go on hormones and they're like, oh, I'm not depressed anymore. So they've been given antidepressants, which actually can, you know, mess with your memory and cause other side effects, lots of other side effects, when really they never even had their hormones tested. And that's, you know, there's a big problem that we have going on where there's an over-prescribing habits of antidepressants.
You know, it's rather amazing that doctors don't think twice about prescribing antidepressants and not checking the labs, not just for hormones, but for other things. But at the same token, there's a lot of physicians ignore hormones. I don't understand this. I mean, hormones...
Well, because of that study that came out that was so flawed.
Well, that was the Women's Health Initiative study on women, a very flawed study. But also in men, a lot of doctors still are not checking their testosterone or their estrogen, because some men overproduce estrogen. So it's just mystifying to me why they're not looking at this, because it's such a critical part of life.
Well, it gets back to defining aging as a disease, okay? Even the docs don't define it as a disease. They define it as it's a normal process, right? And we know that not all species of animals age, right? There's some that, you know, for example, seagulls live up to their age and then they just drop dead. They don't end up with chronic diseases. Their cells don't age when you look at
really?
Them at a cellular
level.
I didn't
level. Know that.
Right. So there's other species.
They're just like... They just burn out.
They grow up to maturity, so the equivalent of what we would be at 30, and then they just live out their life, and then they just, if they don't get sucked up into a jet engine, they just drop dead in the ocean, right? And if humans did that, they'll tell us that the number of cell divisions we have is good for about 150 years. So anything less than 150 is being accelerated due to environmental stressors.
Bad habits.
Aging of the hormones in the cells, et cetera, et cetera. So not that we're going to make people to live to be 150 right now. That's maybe not out of the realm of what's available in the future. But, you know, optimizing those hormones. So, you know, if you don't address it, to Dr. Gammon's point, is just normal? Oh, your testosterone is 350. That's normal for a man your age. Screw that. I want normal for a 30-year-old when I felt good, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's... The whole normal thing, that's a whole nother show. You know, what is normal? What defines normal? Got to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you so much for all you do for us. And we love your families. We know that it is a family affair when you have somebody in the military. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're talking about beauty sleep.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With 30 wildfires burning across the state, California officials say it's the worst disaster in California history. Here's the latest from correspondent Sharon Reed.
More than 20,000 people are forced out of their homes, and the fires are being blamed for at least 17 deaths.
That is unfortunately expected to go higher because really it's still a search and rescue effort. The fire went through so quickly through a lot of these neighborhoods.
Brian May with the California Office of Emergency Services says the main priority continues to be getting people to safety and restoring services like gas, electricity, phone, and internet service.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell now telling team executives everyone should stand for the national anthem. He issues a statement as team owners are reportedly considering a rules change that would require all players to stand during the anthem. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right travel rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Hey, we're talking about aging gracefully. We know we all got to get a little older, but we don't have to get OLD old. So this entire show is about how to stay young and stay healthy. And when you do age, how to do it gracefully. I think we should talk about sleep because there is a such thing as beauty sleep. I mean, if you don't get adequate sleep, all these kind of things are going to happen to you, including excessive aging.
Sleep is just so dreadfully important. You know, we spend a third of our life asleep, and yet when we don't feel well, we never really think about what's happening while we sleep. As we've said on the show before, sleep is important to clean our brain. When we sleep, there's actually basically a scrubbing or a washing of the brain, gets rid of a lot of toxins so that the brain will work better, and there's some evidence that it'll help prevent Alzheimer's disease. So sleep is very important. Sleep.
And on the flip side, if you don't get enough sleep, your risk of Alzheimer's disease is really going up.
Right. And then, of course, if you have sleep apnea, you're not getting enough oxygen to your brain, your heart, all over your body, and you're going to suffer all sorts of horrible consequences.
So, is this where we do the shameful plug for Smart New You so you can go get your sleep procedure?
No, that's true. Hey, you call it a shameful plug. I call it saving lives. I mean, what Dr. Charlie Powell is doing is absolutely fantastic, and he's doing the sleep procedure. So if you have sleep apnea and you want to get rid of that CPAP machine, you definitely need to call this number, 214-524-6333, because that's Dr. Charlie Powell, and he does this procedure, and it's covered by a lot of the insurance.
It is, and I would also say it's not just getting rid of the machine. We know that 50% of the people who have the equipment don't use it for various reasons.
Yeah.
So they need another alternative that can help improve their quality of sleep. So sleep is very important. Ironically, you know, we talk about changes over a lifetime, and you know, sleep changes as we age, right? So, I mean, everybody knows you get an infant, and they spend a good portion of their time sleeping. And then, you know, teenagers have altered sleep clocks. So, you know, you hear a lot of talk about school starting later because the
I think that's a great idea.
You know, the type rhythm that they're on, that
they stay up later.
Brains really don't engage till about 9:30 in the morning kind of thing. And then obviously when you're in college and studying, it's a different sleep behaviors and et cetera. So, you know, it goes to addressing the fluidity of life changes as we age. You have to be able to change and find what's optimal. Sticking with one thing, obviously sleeping all day like an infant you're not going to be a very productive adult.
Right.
You know, nor do you need to waste or lose sleep. But oftentimes, as we age, you need less sleep, to be honest.
Or you take naps.
Well,
they will need naps.
You know, and they kind of go back to, I say, more of that infantile type sleep pattern where they need a little more frequent. I mean, if you add it up, they're getting 6 to 7 hours, right? But they may only sleep 4 or 5 hours at night. And I get that all the time. And you know, Dr. Gammon will start nodding. They come in, you know, I have a hard time sleeping. What time do you go to bed? About 9 o'clock. But I'm waking up every night at 2 o'clock. And I can't get back to sleep. And it's like, you're done. You know, if you go to bed at 9, you've got 5 hours and you're taking a couple of naps in the afternoon, you know, that person doesn't need it. You don't want to wake up at 2 or 3, stay up till midnight.
But some people, I mean, the reason they're not sleeping well, and we talked about hormones, man, you get your hormones balanced, what's the first thing people say to you?
Sleep better.
I haven't slept this good in 3 years. But a lot of that's hormones. But then also, I think that old people tend to watch too much TV. And we know about the blue light. And, you know, they watch TV and they go, okay, time to go to bed. And they turn off the TV and then they can't sleep because their body isn't making the melatonin to keep them asleep.
That's true. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go in that. But even if you had somebody who's got good behaviors, they're not watching television. They're out working in the garden, getting physical activity, getting sunshine and such.
They still aren't going to do seven or eight hours.
You know, my grandmother at 84 used to stay up till midnight 1, and she'd pop out of bed at 4 or 4:30 in the morning and have breakfast on the table at 6. So, you know, I mean, that was just her habit, and that's all she needed. And she'd sit in the chair and doze for about 30 minutes in the afternoon, and she did just fine. I mean, she didn't have any cognitive issues or anything else. That's just her patterns.
But don't you think it's also as people get older, it's not like when you're at work and you're using excessive brain power all the time and you're having to think. But when you're older, you've got downtime so you can relax, you can take naps, and it's just a different time.
There is, and it's you have to be, again, capable of change, you know, in what lifestyle. I saw a thing where you know, Dick Van Dyke, who's now like 94 years old, he was talking about a program. It was an infomercial, but they were interviewing him, and it was about, you know, Tai Chi. And he said, you know, as in my 30s and 40s, I exercised to look good and look athletic. And, you know, I got to my 50s and 60s. It was basically for health reasons, to stay healthy. And he goes, 70s, 80s, I was exercising just to keep moving, kind of thing. He goes, now I just exercise out of defiance, you know. But it was a good story that, you know, exercise through your life will take on different roles. You may be a high school, college athlete, competitive. It's going to be exercise. It's going to be at one level. And then you're going to do it for, you know, fitness at another level. It may be for health prevention strategies at another stage. You know, it may be more geared towards flexibility and mobility at a later stage. And you have to be able to recognize where you are in those stages.
Well, let's talk about nutrition for a minute, because it really changes as people get older. And just let's kind of go through the decades. I mean, when you're young and you're fresh out of college, you do too many, I think, drive-throughs. Then when you hit, you know, that married age and you're in your late 20s through like 40, you probably have more meals at home, maybe the most healthy time of your life. And then what happens is, especially once the kids move out of the house, you're not making the big meals. So you're back to, hey, let's get convenience. And a lot of times people are eating out of cans, because they want to go to the store once a month instead of going once a week and getting fresh food. And they're doing things that aren't necessarily as healthy.
Right. I mean, nothing that you mentioned there is necessarily healthy. Certainly drive-thrus are very unhealthy, and people are getting coronary artery disease and diabetes in their 20s, even their teens, even young children. So that's not healthy. I mean, you are what you eat, so it's very important to get good nutrition. I think people don't eat properly because they don't attach importance to it. They need to understand how terribly important it is to eat properly.
Which brings me to the Mediterranean diet. And it's so, as you get older, the number of vegetables and fruits and nuts and things that you eat are, I would say, even more important, because your body needs those nutrients. And when you sit down and you eat, you got to make sure you're having nutrient-dense food, because it's, you got to combat, you know, in chronic inflammation. There's lots of things you got to combat and use nutrition to do it.
Well, a funny story. So, and studies have actually shown as you get older, you actually kind of have more fats, you know, more butter, more starches, actually, to some degree. So I had a guy who's a chef, at a senior assisted living center, and he has a little bit of a weight issue. And I was like, you know, we're talking nutrition today. He gets nutrition, obviously. He's a professional, right? He says, Doc, my problem is I'm cooking for all these older patients, and the dietary things that we're, you know, guidelines that we're going by are great for them. It's not exactly the best for me, and I'm eating, you know, I'm in the kitchen, and
keep,
I'm eating them.
Yeah, they're trying to keep weight on the elderly, right?
Right. So, I mean, it's, you know, if you hang in there long enough, you can have your baked potato with sour cream and butter. You just have to make it to 90.
And your
pie. Prior to that, you can't have it.
And your pie. So, just one more thing about the Mediterranean diet that I think a lot of people miss. We eat too much red meat. We need to be eating more fish, more chicken, and having red meat sparingly. And that's really something that gets missed. I think we just overall we've gotten too much into red meat.
Absolutely. I tell my patients to limit red meat to no more than once a week.
Yeah. All right, for our listeners, grab a pen, write this down, 844-WELL-100. That's the number you're going to need for a Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show. We do a riddle that gives you a chance to win a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. That number, 844-WELL-100. And we also have coming up the Medical Mania Trivia. Now, you play along, and let's see if you're smarter than our guest.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, don't forget, at the end of this and every single show, we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So grab your pen, write this down, 844-WELL-100. The whole hour's been about aging gracefully. And if you missed it, you can always pick up the podcast. It's Staying Young Show 2.0.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Oh, you guys are going to love this lady, Phyllis Good. You may remember her because she wrote a very best-selling book called Fix It and Forget It. It's all about crock pots. Now she has a new book out called Stock the Crock. So if you are sick of having to like stay in the kitchen forever and make your meals, you can stick all the stuff in a crock pot. And, you know, Phyllis, the thing about your books that's so intriguing is that you have so many different meals. People, they think, you know, one or two things can be made in the crock pot, but no, you can make lots of stuff in the crock pot.
You're exactly right. Yeah, I needed to be convinced of this when I did my first cookbook. I just figured it was all beef stew. And, boy, have I learned a lot. I mean, we even do fish. We do delicate cuts of pork. There are so many things, desserts, you can hardly put your finger on something that can't be really done if you do it right in a slow cooker. And of course, understanding your cooker and knowing which cut of meat to buy, all of that's very important to good success, but you're exactly right. There are many surprises.
That's why people need to pick up your book, the latest one, Stock the Crock. Now, are you ready to play some Medical Mania trivia with us?
Well, I am a little worried, but I will try.
No, just have fun with it. The
doctor's going to be fine.
The doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you some questions.
This is not high science. I looked at the questions.
Right.
You're going to be fine.
I'm okay with common sense.
There's a lot of that.
There's a lot of common sense.
This first one is a true or false, Phyllis. Chewing gum can improve your memory.
I will say yes, just because whatever prompted the question.
That's right. The folks at Coventry University found that chewing mint-flavored gum, I don't know if juicy fruit works, but mint does, makes you more alert. And another study showed it improved overall test scores and memory by 35%, relieved stress, reduced anxiety levels, and contributed to TMJ and dental problems. But there's a downside to everything.
I think our kids should be chewing gum. If it helps the memory, right?
And here we've just been teaching them it's not mannerly.
I know.
We're going to have to revise.
Take that gum out. But I can't think without my gum. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Now they're right.
Okay,
here's your next question. A desk job or sedentary lifestyle can increase your risk of early death by what percentage? And I'm going to give you three choices.
Okay.
20%, 48%, or 80%. How much does a sedentary lifestyle increase your risk of early death?
I'm going to go in the middle, 48%.
That is correct. A study out of the University of Sydney showed that employees who sit longer than 10 hours a day had a 48% increased risk of death. This was compared to those who just sit 4 hours a day.
Whoa.
All right, next, Phyllis. I know who generated this question. If you go to an automated teller machine prior to going out to eat,
ATM,
you might as well have run your fingers around a public toilet. True or false?
I would say true.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you, Judy.
Yep.
British researchers checked swabs taken from the ATM keyboards and public toilets, and they said the same bacteria. So do you have gloves with you, Judy, when you go to the ATM?
No, but I just send Walter now.
Do you use the keyboard on the gas pumps?
Oh, I try not to. I wish I could send Walter for that, too.
Do you use the keyboard on your phone?
Stop it. You're stressing me out.
Are you touching the table now?
Don't talk to me. He knows I hate germs. Stop
here's
it.
Here's your next question.
All right.
Which green fruit puts off a scent preventing claustrophobia?
You're not going to give me choices?
No.
Negative.
So now you have to run through the list of which fruits are green.
Yeah, well, there's where I'm a little bit stuck. Watermelon?
No.
I'm thinking of a whole watermelon with a rind.
No, the answer is green apple. Uh-oh. Green apple scent also helps prevent migraines and tricks potential buyers into thinking a house is larger than it really is. So green apple scent.
Okay. Well, all right. I like green apples.
Doing very well. Final question. Which drink will cool off a hot construction worker faster, hot tea or iced tea?
Oh, let's say hot tea, because I had a dad who insisted on drinking coffee in hot weather because it said he sweated more and he felt cooler.
That's exactly why.
Thank you for giving us the science behind that correct answer.
That is right.
Your
very
father was
good.
A wise man.
Thank you, Dad.
All right, so we're going to send you out some age support multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And then we'll also send you, since you did such a fabulous job, 4 out of 5, we're going to send you some Lifeline stem cell cream. And for those of you who are listening, you can go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can pick up both of those items there. But for Phyllis, she gets them for free. Thank you for coming on, Phyllis.
Wonderful. Hey, thanks for having me. This was fun.
All right, good. We had fun with you, too. Okay, listeners, go pick up her book, Stock the Crock, or you can pick up her past book, Fix It and Forget It. We didn't talk too much about exercise, so I want to get back to exercise just for a minute.
And let's go to aesthetics. You shouldn't look old.
Okay. You want to go there?
Yeah.
All right.
Since I just had my liposuction.
No, whatever.
I did. I had my cool sculpt.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Who did it?
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
I
really, seriously?
The office cool sculpt me, baby.
Oh, man. Oh, all right.
You just wanted to get your shirt off in front of them.
And healthier already. You know?
For those of you who are listening that don't know what cool sculpting is, we actually do at Executive Medicine of Texas have a really cool machine called cool sculpting that will take your fat, and say you have fat in a particular area, maybe around your abdomen, maybe you got a double chin, maybe you got some area you need to work on, and it freezes it. And when it freezes it, you actually, over time, will just...
It's like a slushy
in there
now.
It'll go away. Let's say it'll go away when you go to the bathroom.
It's crunching. It killed the cells. It's like a little slushy in there.
And then it goes away.
Mild discomfort, sat there in red while they're doing it. This is a breeze.
I would say it's mild discomfort. Yeah, I'd say it was mild. I wouldn't say it was horrible.
I'm in. I've started down the vanity train. Next thing will be cosmetic surgical procedures. I'm going to fight gravity at every turn.
I can't believe you.
But there's importance to that. So, I mean, I have, and there's lots of examples, but I have a patient that, is part of one of our age management programs, and she was in good health before, but was 65, 64 at the time, and was kind of getting to that age where she's kind of looking to retire and figured she was slowing down and such. And we got her on this and felt great and leaned out a little bit and was more physically active. And now she could run circles around the gals that were 30, 35 in the law office where she works. But the outside didn't match the way she felt on the inside.
So she was doing hormones.
She was doing her age management hormone program. And she went in and had, a facelift, but it was a very, gentle facelift. It was good. And she looks 10 years younger.
And then she had this.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Judy, are you ready for this week's riddle?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go. This is a short one. How far can a dog run into the woods? Let me repeat that. How far can a dog run into the woods?
Wait, does it matter what kind of dog?
It does not matter.
I thought I'd ask.
I want to remind everyone that this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333.
Yeah, if you go to stayyoungamerica.com, there's a link right over to Charlie's website there. All right, we will see you next week. We're going to talk more about getting young and getting healthy.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-72-7111.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chris Christie doesn't believe in Donald Trump's immigration plan, but rather that current laws simply need to be applied.
For 30 years, these folks in Congress, previous presidents, haven't enforced the law. And maybe I come at this from a really direct point of view, but what I believe is you're elected to enforce the law.
The New Jersey governor tells Fox News that the border needs to be secured, but many laws to enforce immigration are already in place. Christie adds that there's no way Trump's idea to deport all illegal immigrants would work because of a lack of law enforcement. Christie also says there's no need for more policy and bigger government because the one in place now is already too large.
Make sure that we're securing the border in the first place. What we need to do is to make sure we secure that people come over here with visas, don't overstay the visas. We have laws in place now to handle the overwhelming majority of the stuff. But what people are really angry about is the government doesn't do their job.